You're listening to Jazz Waves. Let's have some music from Brazil now. This comes from the 2011 album from the wonderful Eliane Elias. Her interpretation of the Dave Brubeck jazz classic, Take Five. In November 2016, I had the honour of becoming the new voice of the Speaking Clock, the fifth voice in its 80-year history and the first Scottish one. So, by dialling BT on 123, you'll hear this.
At the third stroke, the time from BT will be 6, 15 and 30 seconds.
The Scottish National Jazz Orchestra presents the songs of Mancini and Mandel at the Gardine Theatre Dundee on Friday the 24th of February. Tickets from the box office on 01382 434 940 for a marvellous evening of music on February the 24th at the Gardine Theatre. I'd like to finish by reading an excerpt from one of the best-selling author Alexander McCall Smith's 44 Scotland Street novels. This takes place in Big Lou's Coffee Bar in Edinburgh. Bertie, a precocious six-year-old, has just come in with his father Stuart after having had a music lesson. Big Lou nods in the direction of Bertie's instrument case. "Is that your trumpet, Bertie?" "It's a saxophone," said Bertie. "The saxophone was invented by Adolf Sax, who was a Belgian." He did not finish the explanation. The man who'd been talking to Big Lou and who was still standing at the bar now turned round. "A sax," he said, "and you play it?" Bertie looked at him. "Yes," he said, "I can play jazz and some other things. I used to play As Time Goes By a lot, but now I've got a new piece from Mr. Morrison." Big Lou, who was standing nearby, thought it time to effect introductions. "This is my old friend Alan," she said. "His cousin married my cousin up in Kirriemuir. He runs a jazz show on radio and a club near Arbroath." "Arbroath," said Stuart, "is there jazz up there?" Big Lou rounded on him. "What do you mean, is there jazz up there? Of course there's jazz in Arbroath." "Hospital Field, actually," said Alan. "Do you know it? It's an art college these days, but as it happens, we do have a monthly jazz club there. There are lots of people round about who like to listen to jazz, and we get great players going up there, you know. Brian Kellick's coming up in a few weeks' time. He's based here in Edinburgh, but he comes to Arbroath now and then. Great pianist." "Aye, he is that," joined in Big Lou. "He did a great Fats Waller tribute some time ago. I heard it." "You should come up and listen," said Alan. "You and your dad, you'd be very welcome, you know." "Aye," said Big Lou, "I'll come along with you. It's about time somebody went up to Arbroath." Stuart smiled. Why should he and Bertie not go up to Arbroath with Big Lou and listen to jazz together? He'd have to find a car first, of course, but after that, well, why not? "Thanks," he said, "we'll come." He looked at Bertie, who was busy drinking his iron brew through a straw. "Great stuff that," said Alan. "Made from girders." "Aye, and sugar," thought Stuart.